From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Noah Smith and his band. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Heading back from Tennessee, our bags packed, my baby and me. In 2 more years, let's sit down this way. She said, boy, you gotta marry me. I said, darling, I'm gonna get you that ring. Head down to Broadway and oh, they're gonna hear me sing. I get a record deal, we'll buy a big house. We ain't got much money. I hope the love will do for now. Well, the rent's laying, the water's turned off. The car's broke down, there ain't a work in this town. I've been trying, I'm dying. I'm weary now, we ain't got much money. I hope the love will do for now. I was caught in the fast lane, I lost my roots. I was shameless and famous in cowboy boots. I was a big star, I didn't get far. Weak at the knees, I was falling apart. Baby kept me strong, singing along. It felt so right, it went so wrong. I know we're gonna make it in this big town. I know we're gonna make it, but I just don't know how. Well, the rent's laying, the water's turned off. The car's broke down, there ain't a work in this town. I've been trying, I'm dying. Weary now, we ain't got much money. I hope the love will do for now. We went back to our roots. I still got my cowboy boots. Sitting on the front porch picking, sipping ice cold tea. This is the good life, my baby and me. Where the rent's laying, the water's turned off. The car's broke down, there ain't no work in this town. I've been trying, I'm dying. Weary now, we ain't got much money. I hope the love will do for now.
Thank you all very much.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 535th live performance. We are so pleased this evening to present a concert performance of Noah Smith and his band here on the Red Barn stage. Noah's from Brown County, Ohio. With Noah tonight are John McGuire on electric guitar, Scott Edlin on bass, Michael Moeller on vocals, mandolin, banjo, Joe Klein on drums and percussion, and up front then, Mr. Noah Smith on vocals and acoustic guitar. Welcome tonight's guest to Red Barn Radio stage, Noah Smith and his band.
Myself figure I count us out. It's him by the way I walk. I kinda hit you my step. I've been stumbling, running from the truth. Yes, you do. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. I'm never getting over you.
Just joining us, we are here this evening with Noah Smith. CincyMusic.com said that Noah Smith is the hardest working man in Cincinnati music. He had an opportunity to open for folks like David Allan Coe, Reckless Kelly, and the Steve Miller Band. Welcome, Noah Smith. Great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Yeah, man. Brown County, Ohio. Can you point that out to us? Where's the pin go?
We're located, it's about an hour east of Cincinnati. The Brown County Little State Fair is out there. That's what they're known for. All the kids when we're growing up, they take the whole week off school. One time when I was younger, I think about the third grade, the school tried to make the parents send the kids, but nobody sent their kids. So after that, we've been off ever since. So I moved away for a little bit and ended up not too far. And now I'm back. There's about 20 people in my family that live in about a 5 mile square radius of each other. So we're keeping our roots dug in there. Good old Brown County.
Is it a rural setting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they got Dollar Generals and things like that. But.
Out at the campfire, telling stories about the wise men of the world, telling lies about the girl, laughing, telling jokes. I forgot how the punchline goes, picking on that talk of me. Someone pass the whiskey. Summer nights in Ohio, yeah, that's all I know. Talk about Jesus, talk about leaving this little town. I know somehow some of us are never gonna leave it. Nashville, Tennessee, New York City, shoot, like a gas burning through one. trails run on forever. We'll play our chasing game. Cops and robbers, hide and seek in the dark. Wise men of the world are telling lies about the girl. Laughing, telling jokes, I forgot how the punchline goes. Picking on that talk of me, someone passed the whiskey. Summer nights in Ohio, yeah, that's all I know. Summer nights in Ohio, yeah, that's all I know.
So you went to high school there.
Yeah.
Did you play music in high school?
I did. I don't know, you know, when they like have the class where they vote for class clown and this and that. I was voted most musical, but I was never in choir or band. So I think I just hung out with kids that like to play guitar a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I started writing songs really early, and I fell in love with that. And for some reason, that gave me a place in the music crowd. They do like an old Renaissance, the Magical Dinner, where they dress up back in the Renaissance days. And I think I was in every one of those performances, but I never was there in the choir teacher's class. And she used to get all mad at me. I still can't sing very good, so we're still trying to figure that out. But yeah,
I don't think that we agree here. Had a great voice. Songwriting for you was a high school thing. You started then.
Yeah. In my eighth grade, I always talk about an English teacher because I think there was an old record that I had. I forget exactly which one it was, but on the back of it in the notes, it was actually a band from Cincinnati, and they thanked their English teachers. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. My brother's actually a school principal, and I have a lot of education teachers in my family. And my English teacher did a thing called free write. You just wrote. You didn't have to write about anything, you know? And I remember bringing in a cassette, and I had like a Violent Flims, and I put that on, and she thought I was cool because I knew what that was, and I wasn't listening to the Papa Roach or whatever, or something was on the radio. So we built a relationship through that, and she just said, write, and we wrote. And from that, next thing you know, stuff started rhyming, and I was always obsessed with drums and patterns and drumming. So it's hard to be a drummer and hang out with me because that's all I watched the whole time pretty much. But I don't think a lot of it made sense. I mean, people told me it made sense, my aunts and grandma, that kind of thing. But I really started taking it serious. I was in bands all through college and toured around and thought we were going to be rock stars at the age of 19. And still, we're working on that part too, just like my voice. So we'll get it figured out soon.
Now stop it.
My great uncle's he's a poet out of Columbus, Ohio. And every Christmas for a long time, he'd give me a book, and it was his poems that he published. Everybody else in my family, I don't think, understood that, but as I was kind of a jockey kid, too, and playing sports, and it's like, what are you reading this stuff for, you know? And I made the joke later on in college that the girls screamed a lot more when I wasn't catching baseballs and playing guitar, so that kind of made the decision right there, and I wasn't good enough to make the team, so.
Two smokestacks and two railroad tracks, a Cherokee soul that will make you love your mother, the front porch of America, the river flow, a Cherokee soul that'll make you love your brother. Steam sound. To the travelers, it was everything to the locals. It's just another railroad town. Two smokestacks and two railroad tracks. A highway sign that points you down to Main Street. So much heritage on granite coal and tobacco sticks. Man, I'm sure glad they let in the liquor and the steam engine blow. The whistle sound. To the travelers, it was everything. To the locals, it's just another railroad town. The steam engine blow. And the whistle would sound to the travelers, it was everything. To the local, it's just another railroad town.
Thank you all so much.
Did you start playing music with electric instruments, or did you actually begin with an acoustic guitar?
I started with an acoustic guitar, actually. Well, my friend's guitar I always joke about because I want that guitar. So acoustic's what I kind of drew to. All the other bands growing up around us, they were just making all this noise, and it was cool, you know, and I found a place in that for a while, and I remember sitting in school and saying, let's start a band that actually says something where maybe my parents can come see us at the pool hall we play and understand the words we are singing, you know. I grew up listening to, like, Paul Simon with my mom a lot and Alan Jackson. And so that kind of stuff just, I mean, it made sense to play something quiet so we could hear what people were saying over that.
Yeah, I saw you playing Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Yeah,
I did. I picked that up. They got YouTube stuff out there. Parents, Simon and Garfunkel, folky oriented with your parents' music?
Absolutely not. I mean, they listen to music. I tell them all the time I think they can sing. I hear my dad singing harmonies in the truck and in the car, and he doesn't think he can sing. I guess he's like me. I'm talking about that too. But they played a ton of softball when we were kids. We lived at the softball park. Maybe that's where I took on some of the jokes and stuff that I like to get involved with. The thing about them, no matter what it was I got into, I could have been into building train tracks or something. They would have supported it. It was like, present the opportunity, let them grow. And, you know, when they came up to my room, what I was into was that. And so that's what made sense. But I had a great uncle that was a guitar picker. I got a family down in London, Kentucky, that are pretty strong bluegrass players. I'm not that. But, my folks aren't musical really too much at all. But they said, yeah, go do it. They brought me a drum set, which is crazy. I don't know why anybody would buy their child a drum set for their first instrument. I bought my son an acoustic guitar, rightfully so. But yeah, they're great people, supported everything I've done, the people I've been around with, and they still hang out at a lot of shows. So.
Lost in translation, these words were written through him, and they were passed down through generation. And I'll be kind with my words, and I'll be heard. Maybe even talk about salvation. I was raised on the blood and the Bible thump of a broken man. The book in hand said everything will be alright. Except Christ in you. Christ will save your soul. I was raised on the blood of the Bible, thought of a broken man. Broken hands said everything would be alright. I was raised on the blood of the Bible, thought of a broken man. Broken hands said everything's gonna be alright. I said these words are lost in translation. He said, you better watch your lip.
Watch out, boy.
I said, you.
Calls your name at the pearly gates, hey, and there's your witness.
I said, sure, I've made mistakes, for that I don't need forgiveness. A few Hail Marys, some whiskey in my sin. I was raised on the blood and the Bible thump. Broken man, broken hands, said everything would be alright.
You were then kind of an odd kid in the sense that you weren't so much interested in playing the tunes, learning little tunes that everybody knew or trying to entertain people. You really wanted to express yourself.
Yeah, an odd kid. That would define it very well.
Well, yeah, that is odd for an eighth grader. You know, yeah, eighth graders want to impress each other, you know.
I feel like in a way it was a downfall for a while. I almost went to the elitist side of saying I'll never play other people's music. It's Michael Moeller here. When I started hanging out with him, he knew every cover song. He's like a jukebox, you know. And he said, hey, well, let's go make some money and go play some of these joints, you know. And I was like, no way. I'm never going to do that. But my playing grew. My songwriting grew and our relationship grew. So I think cover songs are okay as long as you make good friends out of them. That's an important thing. No. So, yeah, when I was a kid, I never got into it. And people, I don't know, it just never made sense. But it's what happened out there, you know. It's an awesome church with awesome people. They'd open their basement up on Friday nights, and bands would come in and play. And they had, like, foosball tables and all that cool stuff. But it was, like, the reason to start a band is so you could go play at this church. And it was a safe place to be on Friday night. And you didn't have to be a Christian band. You could go down there. There was people down there screaming and making all kinds of noise, and I'd get up with my harmonica and my guitar and give it a shot, but yeah.
Was that your first interest in developing a ministry with your music?
Definitely. I would say, again, the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. I wasted a lot of time in my college years chasing ladies around. We had a great band and playing music around John and things also, and that just seeing... Cincinnati was awesome when we were kids, but no, it wasn't. It was later on. I mean, I always had my faith, but there was a time where I thought, well, this doesn't make sense. You know, if God gave us this thing, I need to be playing. I need to be doing ministry. And what's crazy is the circle of friends that I have and the circle of musicians. Some of the best musicians that I've played with are people that are involved, are worship leaders.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Yakey.
Thank you so much. This song is for my grandmother, who was the most beautifully stubborn woman I've ever known.
rain is on your face. Wonder if you notice, you don't notice much these days. Prayed for the sun to come and take away the cold. I've prayed that grace, mercy help you make your way back home. Mama went before you, your sweet husband just last year. All of your fire we watched slowly disappear. And I can't find a reason that should keep you hanging on, when there's so much up there waiting when you make your way back home. Those streets of gold calling your name, army of angels waiting at the gate to welcome you in. You won't be alone, you don't have to stay. It's okay to make your way back home. Our hearts are breaking, but soon yours will be strong. Cry now for freedom, yeah, your battle's almost won. Desperate for your wisdom, 'cause you told me that you know. There'll be no more pain or suffering when you make your way back home. Those streets of gold calling your name, army of angels waiting at the gate to welcome you in. You won't be alone, you don't have to stay. It's okay to make your way to the streets of gold, calling your name. Army of angels waiting at the gate.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Noah Smith and his band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Noah Smith and his band after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.